Libertarian from Eugene was first female VP candidate to get an Electoral College vote. That's the article that you've queued up for the audio version of today's Offbeat Oregon Du Jour. Offbeat Oregon Du Jour is an RSS service that brings you a new story from the archives of the Offbeat Oregon History newspaper column every day in your choice of text and images or audio-only formats. Of course, you're listening to the audio version. Offbeat Oregon Du Jour brings you true stories from Oregon history. Stories of heroes and rascals, of shipwrecks and lost gold, Shanghaied sailors and Skid Row bordellos, and pirates and robbers and buried treasure and unsolved mysteries and all kinds of good stuff like that. The stories are real. There are citations to sources that are included with the text versions, and I encourage you to go check them out. To get these delivered regularly, just send your podcatcher on over to ofor.us/P, as in podcast, and subscribe. If you'd rather read them and see the pictures while you're waiting in line in Starbucks on your smartphone, direct your newsreader to ofor.us/T, as in text. By the way, I recommend Pulse as a newsreader. It's my favorite. Offbeat Oregon Du Jour, if it were going to be rated by the movie folks, would probably receive a PG. Each column is covered by a Creative Commons Attribution Share-alike 3.0 license. And today's column, once again, headline is Libertarian from Eugene was first female vice presidential candidate to get Electoral College vote. And the drop head is Toni Nathan, one of the founders of today's Libertarian Party, was also the party's first ever vice presidential candidate when she ran with John Hospers in the election that gave us 4 more years of Richard Nixon and Spiro T. Agnew. It was first published on March 27th, 2011, by Finn J. D. John. That would be me. Here's the article. When Geraldine Ferraro died in early 2011, dozens of news outlets around the country got busy getting her story wrong. Ferraro was the first female and first Italian-American nominated on a presidential ticket, intoned the New York Daily News. Geraldine Ferraro, the first woman to run on a presidential ticket, died Saturday, reported National Public Radio. Geraldine Ferraro, the first woman to run for vice president, has died, Fox News reported. Now, Fox in particular should have known better, because Ferraro was an occasional contributor. The fact is, she wasn't the first female VP nominee. That would be Marietta Stowe, the Equal Rights Party candidate from 1884. Nor was Ferraro the first female VP nominee to win a vote in the Electoral College. That honor goes to an Oregonian, a woman from Eugene named Theodora Toni Nathan, the Libertarian Party's candidate in 1972. Toni Nathan was born in New York City to Jewish parents and came to Eugene via Southern California. She's a 1971 graduate of the University of Oregon School of Journalism and Communications who, after graduating, stayed in Eugene and went to work for KVAL-TV, where she started producing a daily talk show. She's also a charter member of the National Libertarian Party, which was founded in 1971 as well, inspired largely by the philosophical vision of Ayn Rand. And when the fledgling party dipped its toes in the shark pond of presidential elections for the first time the following year, Nathan was on the shortlist of nominees for its first ticket. The ticket that emerged from the Libertarians' nominating convention was headed by John Hospers, a philosophy professor from the University of Southern California, with Nathan as vice president. Nationwide, the party pulled only a tiny fraction of votes, fewer than 4,000 out of a total of almost 100 million. But Virginia Electoral College member Roger McBride was disgusted enough with the Nixon-Agnew ticket to throw his vote to Hospers and Nathan. Now, mind you, McBride may have had an ulterior motive in throwing his one vote bone to the newborn libertarian puppy. 4 years later, when the party was much stronger, he was the Libertarians' presidential candidate himself. Geraldine Ferraro's distinction is having been the first woman on a major party ticket. She went toe-to-toe with George H.W. Bush in a fairly acrimonious debate, barnstormed the country with Walter Fritz Mondale, and basked in the inadequate but nonetheless impressive glow of 38 million votes come November. But she couldn't claim to be the first female candidate ever. As for Nathan, she still lives in Eugene today. She and her husband, Charles Nathan, raised 3 sons there. Since 1972, she's been owner of an insurance agency, a persistent and articulate pundit with bylines in the Wall Street Journal, Los Angeles Times, and many other publications, and a libertarian candidate in numerous campaigns for political office. That's it for today. You just heard Libertarian from Eugene was first female vice presidential candidate to get Electoral College vote by Finn J.D. John. That's me, and it was first published on March 27th, 2011. If you'd like to see the art for this story or print out a hard copy for any reason, take a look on the website at offbeatoregon.com, which goes straight to a table of contents arranged in order of date of first publication, which means you just have to look to the March 2011s and you're there. That covers us until tomorrow when we'll upload another one, so look for that after about 6 a.m. Until then, thanks again.